So I invite you to close your eyes and allow your breathing to go in a slower rhythm, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you begin to relax, let us give the intent to enhance a strong connection to the Creator within. And in this enhancement we are asking for, let us reflect on all the gifts and tools we have now received for the previous 7 channels before the one that is about to come. We are stepping more and more into the God-human part that we are. We are becoming more and more enabled. So let us ask for an enhancement of all the gifts we have received thus far. Let's ask for an enhancement of the tools that we are now using to become a more divine God human. And in this enhancement of the God human we are becoming, let us now joyfully receive the final installment of the next gift or tool that Crine will identify for us.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Crine of Magnetic Service. Indeed, this is the 8th program of the series of 8, where we specifically and distinctly describe energies that are yours because of the shift. And these energies often are seen as tools, many times as gifts, that are needed for you to go forward in this new energy. We speak of the shift in general, but we identify it specifically as the evolving consciousness of the human being. And that evolvement normally comes in the old soul's life. The ones who have been on the planet a lot, the ones who have been on the planet over and over. We've said this before. The whole idea of incarnations, of past lives, is about, you would say, a school of life on Earth. Because you live short lives, instead of you being here for thousands of years and going to different classes and learning and learning and learning, you start over. But each time you come in, dear ones, there is a remembrance in the Akash of the DNA that is held. This Akash is held in several places on the Earth. It's an important part of the energy of the planet, your knowledge, what you have learned. And you come back, even as a small infant, even as one in the womb, you come back, you pick up what you've learned, and you continue. So the old soul then is a compendium. It's a combination of all that has been learned at some level, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And here you are in a situation during this shift, ready now to go forward in another evolved state. What we're telling you is that there are tools and there are gifts that you should have that will then enhance this evolutionary energy. Some of these 8 that we have talked about, an 8 which is part of a bigger number, some of these 8 that we have talked about, you already have. And I am aware of that. There will be individuals where this is a review. And even when we get to the circle of 12 and these are handed to you by a bigger you, a self, a higher self, you will say, well, I think I have gone through that. And you have. And then there will be those who listen to this program who have none of them at all. Now, we have told you about this principle before. Not all human beings are alike. You learn at different levels. Many of you have been here far longer than others. There are some here, very special, and you're young. And although you have the attributes of an old soul, you really only have been here a few times. And yet you're still awakening to a bigger truth. That in itself is part of the new energy. A quickening, an awakening of those who have not been here near as long as some of the old souls who are also participating. This new energy is allowing those to awaken who have only been here a few times. I address those. There is a lot here for you to learn and feel. Go slow. But in everything you do, absolutely everything you do, look for love. I want you to look for love. That is the test. Is it correct? Is it not correct? If somebody gives you a list of things you have to do, look for love. Does it feel correct or not? The one I'm going to give you today, some of you have conquered, most of you have not. It is one of the basics, and I've waited till number 8. I would like to, in this channel, give you the attributes of the 8 in ways you've never heard before. You look at a number and it has an energy. We call that numerology. But there are many forms of numerology. There's a lot of formulas within numerology. I have given you some of the basic forms and meanings and energies that come from the ancient Tibetan meanings. But there are many more. So let's talk about the 8, because this is the 8th program. This is the 8th tool and gift. 8 is a very, very special number because there are so many who wish to make it mean other things. The thing that you may not understand is that all the systems are correct. You don't have one that is correct and one that is not, because all of the meanings are somehow interrelated with the others. Now, this is a very multidimensional feeling, rather than having a linearity of one thing being true and everything else being wrong, which humans just love to absorb as their truth. Picture this, the 8. What does it look like? There will be those who go for what it looks like before they want to know about the energy. And that's fine, because it still has a meaning for them. The 8 looks like an hourglass, the passage of time. So some will see the 8 as an indication of the time that is passing and what to do with that time. That's valid. Time is passing. It's a new time. It's a time for you to learn about what the 8 means. There are others who will put the 8 on its side. The 8 then becomes the infinity loop. And they will say, well, 8 means the infinite of time. No beginning, no end. It's always in a circle, and it's infinite. It's a good meaning for the 8. In Tibetan numerology, the 8 stands tall as abundance. But it's abundance of whatever it is you're working with. The abundance of love, the abundance of wisdom, the abundance of experience on the earth that lets you do this very study or makes you want to do this study. So you have a very timeless number that's trying to tell you about the abundance of something. So I'll now identify it so you will understand what this 8th principle is. Here it is, as stated, triumph over worry. You knew this was coming, didn't you? Now, what is worry? There will be those who say, well, you covered this. This is really fear. Brian, you've covered fear. Worry is not fear. Worry is an action. Fear is not an action. Worry is the human being concentrating on negative things. Very bluntly put, isn't it? It is the human being concentrating on negative things. Now, specifically, and here's where the hourglass comes in of the eight, you worry about what's coming. Very few of you worry about the now because you're in it. And there's nothing to worry about because everything that is happening in the now. So you tend to then worry about what's coming. That has to do with time. What if you could have complete triumph over worry? So there would be not a thought about, what am I going to do when this happens? What is this going to be like? What are they going to say? What's going to happen when this or when that? There are so many things to worry about, aren't there? In fact, I'll bet you, any of you, could make a list right now of what to worry about. Some humans not only make that list, they go through it every day. You know what that does? It changes your chemistry. It changes your chemistry. If you want to concentrate on what might happen to you and worry about everything that could, it changes your chemistry. Not only that, dear ones, I'll give you the big one. When you worry, your body sees you worry and thinks that this is the mode that you're most comfortable in. The body wants to cooperate with your consciousness. When it cooperates with a worrying consciousness, it changes its chemistry to cooperate with the worry. If you're worried about a disease, the disease will come see you. How do you like that one? If you worry about the worst kinds of things that might happen, they are the things that often happen. I would like to give you triumph over worry. I'd like to discuss it even more in the circle of 12 tonight. But this is a tool, triumph over worry, which will change how your life unfolds. If you're a worrier, dear ones, and you know who you are, it's necessary, this gift, this tool, for you to have triumph over it, victory over it, so it's not the first thing that happens to you when you think of a situation. It becomes the last. And the first is instead a reframing of what's going to happen. Instead of a worry, an affirmation, a positiveness, even if you must trick yourselves every day for a while, when you catch yourself worrying, instead, I affirm the best thing, the most benevolent thing, not the worst thing. It's a tough one. We've waited to till the end, perhaps, for the hardest one. But this is why, dear ones, you may, if you wish, give permission for this gift in your life, the end of worry. There'll be those listening to this channel who will not be listening to the circle of 12, and I tell you right now that if you affirm that you're done with it, your body will hear it, agree, and you're on your way to reframing worry into positive affirmations, to things that'll work for your chemistry and not be against it, for a longer life, because you've chosen this path. I'm crying in love with you all, and so it is.